Thanks a lot, Liz. And I've got an old friend in the studio this afternoon and a new one as well. Richard Smith grew up in Eugene, went to school at Roosevelt Middle School, South Eugene High School, and, of course, the University of Oregon. He then moved to Los Angeles and in the intervening years has made a dozen contemporary jazz recordings under his own name, many of which have topped the airplay charts nationally in the smooth jazz format. His latest CD is called L.A. Chill Harmonic. He's also contributed his playing to numerous projects by other musicians over the years. For his day job, Richard is a professor of music at the Thornton School of Music at USC in Los Angeles. He was also recently given the U of O School of Music's Distinguished Alumnus Award. Richard Smith and fellow guitarist Francesco Buzzoro are in Eugene tonight to play a concert they're calling Two Guitars, Two Worlds, An Evening of International Guitar. That's going on at the Bell Concert Hall on the U of O campus. Starts at 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. Welcome home, Richard. It's good to see you again, man.
Thank you, Michael. It's so nice to be here.
You know, it's funny, every time I see you, and it's not very often, it's been at least a couple, 3 years since you and I have talked face-to-face, you look the same every time.
No.
You don't appear to grow old at all.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. It's very nice to say. You're being very kind. Okay.
Richard, would you please introduce your friend and colleague for our listeners, and we'll get right into a tune after that.
Absolutely. I met Francesco several years ago through two universities and so forth, and he set a tour up for me over there, and we became tremendous friends, and I've been looking forward to an opportunity to return the favor of him doing so many things with me over in Sicily. So say hello to the Eugene audience, Francesco.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
We're going to play.
Thanks, Richard.
We're going to play a tune that's very typical for the type of things we do when we're on the road together in Sicily and Greece and Crete. And this is a Chicoria song called Spain. Thank you.
some major fun. Do you remember? Do you remember the first time you heard that one? That tune. It's "Return to Forever Chicks." Return to Forever Group. Was that Al DiMeola that was the guitarist when that was happening?
And you know that story because I think I told it last time we were here. But
really,
That was at the Urban Memorial Union. I was 14 years old, and I went to a Chick Corea concert with Al DiMeola playing, and I was completely blown out of my shoes by that whole concert. And it was one of those things that I try and get my students to look for. Is that moment you're really inspired? And I ran home. I got on my bike, actually, and rode home and called up my girlfriend and broke up with her and said, I'm going to be a guitar player and I got to stay all night practicing. I don't have any time for like romance or anything like that. So, but I never looked back from that when I was 14 years old. Watching that Chick Corea concert at the Urban Memorial Union was a life changer for me.
I do remember that story now.
Yeah.
And I didn't when I was leading that dinner. It's funny though.
We're working together already.
Yeah, that's good. Richard Smith and Francesco Buzzuro from Sicily. Welcome to this country, Francesco. Do you get to the United States often, or?
Yes, I have been in the United States 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
So now I appreciate very much to be here and to play for such a beautiful audience.
Thank you very much. Normally, when you come over to tour by yourself, is it as a solo guitarist or part of an ensemble of one kind or another?
Yeah, I have been always interested in international folk festivals. And I took part with a folk group from Sicily to many festivals in the United States. But when I met Mr. Smith, Richard, it was really fantastic for me to play duo concerts with him. And it's a fantastic experience. I feel a very warm atmosphere here.
Mm-hmm. Richard or Francesco, what was the first time? When was the first time you guys met? Do you remember the?
Yeah, there was at USC. We had a big concert with a very renowned avant-garde classical guitarist from Sicily, Marco Capelli. And I'm half Italian, so I just had the wild idea of trying to hook up something there, just because I was just dead curious about what Italy was like and what Sicily was like. And he introduced me via email to Francesco, and I said, I'm going to be in Europe doing a tour. Would you be able to put something together for me in Sicily? And he put together a duo tour, and that's when we met. And it was I've been back every year since.
Did you get some rehearsal time before that first time out, or did you guys just sit down and go? Remember?
Well, no, we don't really rehearse. We kind of get an idea of what we like to do, and that's the joy of it, is that we come from two completely different spots of the world. And
maybe
and
right. Well, that's what I was wondering.
We send the charts each other.
Just
to know what to play.
I was wondering because you know, you come from two very different backgrounds, and then all of a sudden you're playing together. So, you know, having to know almost nothing about
that's the power of music.
Yeah.
You can get unite, and you can meet other musicians, even if you have a different background, musical background.
Yeah,
that's why we play together. Yeah. He has got his own American style. I did academic studies at the conservatory, but I have always been interested in jazz, Latin jazz music, and so forth.
Yeah. Well, I think also Francesco is incredibly modest, and I get the chance to hear a lot of guitar players in Los Angeles and so forth, and his relationship with music, including the guitar, but with music, and is so refreshing. I mean, from a standpoint of it being so organic, and I think that has a lot to do with where he's from and that part of the world, and that sensibility is just really magic. He's probably one of the top 5 guitarists that I've ever heard in my life. And but every note that he plays is pure music. If somebody like me, who's definitely got many, many, many years to go to catch up to a slight amount of what he knows, I feel completely embraced. And he does. He's just a remarkable musician. And I'm really happy to be able to bring him all the way up here from. I think our last concert was.
Thank you for your kind words, Richard.
Central California.
Yeah, I will offer you a coffee.
No, you know what? I would like you to. I would love you to play one of your pieces from the new album. Another reason for Francesco to taking the time to come here is he has this remarkable new CD called L'Esploratore, called The Explorer, and it's an album compiled of his own brilliant arrangements for solo guitar. But the metaphor is, of course, a global embrace. And so we, I'd love you. Would you mind if he
No, I'd be absolutely honored. So Francesco, tell us a little bit about the tune here.
Yes, I'm going to play one of my favorites. It's a Brazilian song that I arranged for solo guitar called Tico Tico. Thank you.
Signor Francesco Buzzurro on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. Thank you very much, Francesco. That's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bravo. All right. Richard, I would like to, Richard Smith, huh? I would like to ask you a little bit about something going on at your place of work, and that's at the Thornton School of Music at USC in Los Angeles. This year, you started a new music program, a music study program, a bachelor's, I think, program for popular music performance. Is that right?
Yes.
And you're involved in that one pretty heavily, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something that we've been wanting to do for quite some time, but the environment was just not quite right. But it's something I've thought about since the day I walked into the School of Music at U of O, was that, wow, it would be so great if this was going on for popular music. And it's only taken 35 years.
So. Yeah. Yeah,
but no, it's a fantastic new program. I think it's kind of surprising. A lot of people are surprised that we're just finally getting around to teaching American popular music or global popular music at a university level, and there's such a learning curve involved with it, because these are kids that don't have the band, orchestra, choir experience, and they're coming from maybe a jazz background, but maybe not. They're sort of their own animals. And everything that we've run into so far has been a challenge, but has just worked marvelously. And go ahead.
No, that's right.
Go ahead. The faculty, I think, was a key element. We have Peter Erskine on drums, who's mm-hmm. a genius, and he's just such a dedicated pedagogue. And Ndugu Chancellor and Lamont Dozier, who wrote all the Motown hits, he's very heavily involved with it. And so it's just been a real joy. We have over 250 applicants for next year. So it's just exploded. I think it's something that's probably going to change the way we perceive music education in America eventually.
And that's why I wanted to ask you about it, because it really is a sea change in music education, I think, when I read about that. It just seemed so natural because until now, most people get in music school and universities get either funneled into the classical thing or the jazz thing, right? But now we've got another option for the players.
The big strokes are our popular music is our most positive, most powerful export as a culture, American culture. And you can hear it in every corner of the world. And it's something that somebody like Francesco, who's just as adept at European classical music, we can play any Stevie Wonder tune I call, he knows, and things like that. Also, from a practical standpoint, jazz and classical music combined only represent about 3% of what we consume as a culture. Mm-hmm. Popular music ranks at around 70%. Yeah. So it comes at a time, if you're a classical musician or jazz musician, understand that wouldn't it be amazing if our music schools were all of a sudden filled with students who were studying music again? And this is going to create an incredible well for not just classical musicians, jazz musicians, but also popular music, that we teach music that is actually resonates with the diversity of cultures that are coming into schools that are not necessarily European mm-hmm. anymore. So it's a huge thing. I'm so excited. I get goosebumps every time I talk about it.
Have you had interest from other universities about what your experience was this year with it?
The phone has been ringing quite a bit since they saw us have a successful first year. And I'm a keynote speaker in London, actually, this summer on popular music in the academy. And they're thinking of changing their entire system there. I do that.
You're listening to Richard Smith speak about his work and his art. Also in the room, Francesco Buzzuro from Sicily in Spain. We got time for, I think, one more tune. And so awesome. You guys call it.
What would you like to play, Maestro?
Mano de Carnaval.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Music of Luis Bonfa, right?
Yeah.
He's a composer from a score for a film, Black Orpheus, right?
Yeah, Black Orpheus.
Right. Yes. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by and playing. Richard Smith on guitar, Francesco Buzzuro on guitar. They'll be playing this evening at the Bell Concert Hall at the University of Oregon School of Music, and the music begins at 8 o'clock.
Thank you so much for having us, Michael.
Thanks, and welcome back, Richard. Welcome to Eugene, Francesco, and have a great time, all right?
See you later. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Liz.